A1 and 9 Urban Gentleman Collaboration.
Remember when I couldn't get a feature on a mixtape? Remember when I used to get a package split in six ways? Really good at whipping that white coat to kick day. I'm just riding down, wanna not. Just riding down, wanna not. Riding down, wanna not.
No, man, trust me. I've been researching.
Oh yeah.
What's
your favorite song?
No, we about to get into it.
Oh.
Yeah, we about to get into it. All right, yo. So here we go. I got Dom Donna in here. AKA what?
Dom Donna.
All right, we're gonna stick with that out of Neptune, New Jersey.
Facts.
Yeah. So all right, Neptune.
South Jersey.
You consider that South Jersey?
We're not gonna get into that.
No, I'm saying, yes. Is it considered South Jersey?
I consider it South Jersey.
It's by Asbury, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I don't care about nobody else. I consider it South Jersey. South Jersey.
Is Asbury considered South Jersey?
It's right next door. So, yeah.
Yeah? What makes you feel like it's South Jersey, though?
We South. We by the shore.
Yeah. Because I hear some people saying, like by the shore means, like, South Jersey. Like, I don't know about that.
Well, then, even so, we by the shore. If we not South Jersey, we by the shore.
So, you in your own lane, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The shore. They should have North Jersey, South Jersey, and the shore.
I think that's how they have it.
They got Central.
Because they got the whole coast. Well, Central.
That shit don't count, right?
What is Central?
I don't think it counts.
What is Central?
To me, Trenton and down is South Jersey.
In my opinion, Central means the center of something, right?
Yeah.
So what's the center of New Jersey? It's not even a real
it shouldn't even that big
shape.
For a center. Yeah.
It's misshaped. So where's the center of it?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And the center to me would be the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, so you started doing this when?
I started in 2021. I was out in Vermont doing things that only my uncle knew about. And some dude was in there. He's supposed to be some son of a famous Jamaican artist out there. And he rapping, and I'm like, I think I could do better. So I made a diss track to some bitches that was hating on me.
That's your first song, a diss track.
Yeah, Struggle Mills. Nobody liked it. I sent it to one.
Y'all fuck with it, though.
You like it?
Struggle Mills? Yeah, I fuck with it.
Facts. I had a couple bars in there.
Yeah.
I had a couple bars in there.
Yeah.
People was like, nah. Then I dropped Grown Woman a year later.
Grown Woman is hard.
Everybody.
Honestly, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, good. I like
that's
that.
That's one of my favorites, man.
I like
I'm
to
not,
hear
I'm
that.
I'm not gonna hold you.
A lot of people like that one.
Yeah.
That was because somebody told me I couldn't sing.
So that's
I was
why
like, let's do it. Yeah, let's see if I can or cannot.
And that's the only reason?
Yeah. And then once it was like, oh, you can? This has been my dream, like, my whole life.
Yeah.
So when I really got in the studio, I'm old now, you know what I'm saying? And it really was like, And then after I did Grown Woman, I was actually filming for a movie I'm in called A Body to Kill For.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I need some music. So I'm like, this kind of lines up with what you got going on in this movie. So I submitted it. The song played like 4 or 5 times throughout the movie. So that was my wake-up call that I could do it. For real, for
damn.
Real.
My that's a good look right songs. There.
Yeah, facts.
Now, for a lot of people that don't know, you what? Jamaican and Haitian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So growing up Jamaican and Haitian, how is that? Like, how's the experience?
Well, I didn't grow up with my Haitian side. My father was Haitian.
Yeah.
My mother is Jamaican.
Uh-huh.
I loved it. You know, the food, I'm a foodie.
She from the island?
Yes.
Okay, so that's real food. Yeah.
Yeah, she came over here when she was 14. I just came back from Florida. I love to go down there because I make them cook for me. I don't care. I'd be like, yeah. So what are we doing for dinner?
Yeah.
I just got off the plane Sunday morning. I don't care. I love food, but it was... I used to grow up asking God why she was my mom. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now I know. It's the pain I had to go through. It's that Jamaican pain. I don't know if everybody know about that. Like, Jamaican people are crazy.
Yeah.
Real crazy.
Yeah.
But I turned out all right. You know, the culture is something I would love to really dive into. I haven't been to Jamaica since I was a baby.
Mm-hmm. So you was born there?
No, I was born here. My mom took me when I was 6 years.
Okay, yeah.
So I never been.
So it's like, is reggae something you would tap into?
My aunt is calling me for it. A reggae.
Yo, song. Honestly, I want to hear it. Yeah. No, I'm dead ass, yo. I want to hear it. First of all, if you go on your IG, mm-hmm. it only says artist.
Because musical genius is not an option.
But, but I'm saying it only says artist. But you're also an actor, mm-hmm. a model.
A little bit.
And low key, like a comedian. Yo, you funny as shit, man. If you watch,
a little bit.
You funny, yo.
Thank you so much.
You're like funny as hell, man. I'll be like, I'm looking at the videos laughing, man. I'm like, yo, you wouldn't do stand up?
Everybody asked me that. You know, I had this one dude that introduced me as a comedian. I'm like, bro, I'm not a comedian, but people have been pushing me, and they say that, you know, you got to write. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm a writer type of funny. I'm just funny.
They got some that just, I don't know the word, like, it's not freestyle, but it's like, you get what I'm saying? Improv or whatever, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So
I could probably do that, but it's just like I haven't thrown myself there. I can't say I can't do it, but I will say I'll try.
Yeah, or do some type of comedic movie.
I've been looking for one. Tap in with me. I've been looking for a comedic movie so I can really show my funny.
Now, how many movies have you been in so far? Or series?
I've been in one movie on Tubi, and then I'm in a TV series called Bishop and Cheney. I'm trying to get into more. I did a little stage play. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But hold on. That's about it.
Yeah, because Bishop and Cheney, you playing Dominique, right?
Yes, I play a mob boss.
So what's the character like?
Dom, right?
Dominique. Is Kaiser here?
Stay to the back.
Bitch, like 5 minutes late. I'm fucking tight, dude. Yo, Dominique here to see you. How you letter is, man?
Gentlemen, good day.
Good day? Fuck you mean good day? Dom, you fucking let police in the circle. This bitch know everything that's going on in Brooklyn. You talking about good day. Ain't no fucking good day. What the fuck, man? I told you to send a chick at that fat nigga to see what's good, and you sent police. How the fuck you get police next to you?
You won't let me speak?
Let you speak about what? Yeah, talk. Let me know how the fuck you let police by you. You sent police at this fat fuck. I said check on him to make sure everything good. You sent police.
Shorty was solid. She brought
solid?
Her.
Who?
My number one.
Get how the was fuck I out of here.
I made her bring her around town so she could catch a feel for her.
You think she's solid sending police in?
Listen, I don't know what happened.
I know you don't know what happened. Police in the circle.
What about Demo?
Demo? Fuck that fat nigga. He won't even make it to trial. That police bitch, yo, that's your job, man.
Alright.
You gonna kill that bitch.
Want me to handle that?
Nah, you ain't gotta handle it. She gonna handle it. You brought police in the circle, you kill her. I want brains everywhere on all news channels.
You saying a lot.
I don't give a fuck what I'm saying. Go handle it. Yeah, we good. It look like we good? Go handle that. You official, you did this, you fix it. Big wind police into the circle. Whole fucking Brooklyn operation on fire now.
I did a couple episodes. The character is like in charge of a couple hoes. I'm really mean.
So you pimping?
Aggressive, yeah. Pimping. Providing girls to a bunch of different, you know, drug dealers and stuff like that. And then I think I have to kill somebody too. It was pretty dope to film, to see myself as a different character.
Yeah. Now, do they come to you with the roles, or you just go like audition for it?
They came to me and said they had a specific role.
Yeah.
I was filming last year for, I think, a web series for a guy out in Staten Island. Shout out to Starter. And I walked on the set, and he was like, yeah, I have to make a new character specifically for you. And right there, we made the character for me. Because he just was like, you don't embody anything else I have on the script.
Oh, that's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy. But you dope enough where he wanted to keep you around and was like, I'll make a new character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
and dope. That character, if you ask me, not just to toot my own horn, was the best one.
Nah, you're a good actress, yo. I'm not gonna hold you.
Well, thank you.
I'm not gonna hold you. And you also have President Zombie?
Yes, that's coming out in March. Yes.
Yeah, you got a like red carpet event on March 13th, right?
Yeah, I can't wait for that, actually.
So what's that about? That sounds crazy.
I am the main character. I can't believe I forgot about that.
President
Zombie.
You
have done your research. I like
you.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing. He saw me on another set. I was doing background work, and he was like, yeah, I got something for you. I've been filming. I want to put you in. And he made a character for me, so. It was awesome. I don't know if I should give you details, but I play like this little, I think I just graduated high school and I'm just going through life, you know, working and stuff like that. And an apocalypse comes. It's kind of dope. I'm not the only character. I didn't get to see other scenes.
Yeah.
But from what I saw, it's pretty dope.
So you get when you get like a new role or whatever, like how do you prepare for it? Do you, like, get into that character, or are you just go in there on the set and just...
When I'm on the set, I'm in that character.
But outside of the set, you don't
know... Outside of the set, not really. I should, right?
Nah, I mean, some people could just click like that, and then some people live in that character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the old boy from The Joker? That shit, man, go crazy,
that
right?
was crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was scary, so I don't think I've done that because of that, actually. But I haven't got no crazy roles like that. I only do, when I'm on set... whatever the character's name is, like, and I'm that way. So, like, when I was the mob boss, I remember I'm sitting there. I don't know if you've seen the series, but we filming, and she was like, yeah, Dom. And I turned around, like, don't you ever call me Dom in your life, bitch. It's Dominique. Just right on cue. Like, that's just, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, how dare you?
Oh, shit.
I get it. We friends outside.
Dude, yeah, but yeah,
bitch,
yeah.
The
yeah.
camera's on at that. Yeah, my name is Dom. And you my hoe? Don't you ever disrespect me, bitch.
Yeah, you got right in.
Right on. I was crazy. Already in character, so it was just like, bitch.
Yeah.
But I love acting. It's actually my first love.
That's your first passion?
I think entertainment is my first passion.
I can see that.
But it comes with acting and music as well. Music is definitely my first passion. Everything comes from my soul. All my music does.
Yeah, you got a lot of different styles, like, I see it with fashion, but also see it, like, with the music.
I just said to my friend today, because we was, like I was telling you, I was trying to figure out what kind of outfit I wanted to wear. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm Haitian. I'm going to wear what I want. You know what I'm saying? I don't even care.
You think being Haitian plays a major role in that shit?
Absolutely.
Why you say that?
you know the saying. Haitians don't care what they're wearing. We just put on anything.
Yeah, a lot of my Haitian boys, good, man, they be fly, though. All my Haitians be fly, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I fuck some of my Haitians, man. Shout out to you all, yo, for real. But, like, what, like, influences, like, all the different styles of music, though?
God, for sure. Yeah. Definitely. Actually, all my songs are different genres.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, so I got punk rock,
mm-hmm.
blues,
mm-hmm.
gospel, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm a musical genius.
I feel like you got country.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I have country. I got some more on the way. I'm trying to do heavy metal and soul next.
So you just feel like you just want to tap into every genre?
Why not? Everybody keeps saying, find a lane, stick to it. I feel like I'm a pop artist and I'm just, you know, unfortunately, to be pop, you have to be damn near worldwide. That's when you get switched over to a pop artist. Because, you know, Beyonce is originally R&B.
Yeah, but you know what? I think pop does have its own sound, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because there's some, let's see, like one girl I had on here, Karina Barrios, right?
Mm-hmm.
She has like kind of like a, she does some songs like R&B, but then some of it is like kind of popish. You could tell. I don't know how you could tell, but you could just tell like it's different than R&B.
Mm-hmm.
You still singing, but it's got that like that radio sound to it, right?
Facts.
Yeah, but when I heard you, I'm like, damn, yo, you got mad different styles, yo. You can switch it up and it's not trash. Nah, for real.
It's trash.
Yeah, you got a song out.
Yes, my new single coming out on the 14th.
Uh-huh.
Definitely gonna be fire. It's called Trash. It's jazz. So that's another category, you know what I'm saying? Or genre, I should say.
Are you rapping over it?
Singing and rapping, actually. Doing a little bit of both. You know, I actually wrote that in 2017.
Yeah.
When I left college or whatever. I wrote that about this dude I was feeling. Thought was feeling me, but chose that bitch. I wonder where they are at now. Yeah, so I wrote that about him. And this was at, like I said, I wrote it in 2017. Yeah. I wrote like 27 pages of stuff back then. This is not at a point where I was making music. If you would have, actually, I did go in the studio. My aunt owns a studio. Mm-hmm. I did terribly.
Yeah?
Terribly. 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 To the point where when I actually got my music done and I went to her and showed her, she was like, oh my God, this is not what we did in the studio. Yeah, girl, I've been working.
So she owns a studio. Where she owns that?
I own South Jersey.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Neptune. You killing me with this South Jersey shit.
Stop telling people my business.
Hey, yo, man, I told you I did the research, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I told you. What else you know about me? If you try to steal my social, I ain't got no money.
Nah, look, listen. You good with that?
I ain't got no money yet.
Nah, so you do a lot of promotion, too.
Yes. Like I said, I want to get sponsored. You know, start doing stuff like getting outfits from Tommy Hilfiger. Sorry, I'm trying to get my angle. Yeah, I'm trying to get sponsored, so anywhere I go, I'm definitely doing a promo for you as well. Try to tap in and collab on that so you get views, get people to come through.
Yeah. So a lot of people tap in with you or you tapping with them?
Both.
Yeah.
Both, you know what I'm saying, right now. I think because everybody can see the potential, you know, they know where I really could be with the right team and stuff like that. They're trying to get me now.
Yeah.
So...
No, you're definitely funny as hell, though.
Well, thank you.
You funny as shit.
Speaking of funny, I feel like I asked you for the heat and you turned on the AC.
Nah, stop playing. Yo, hold on. I did put on the heat, though. I did put on the heat.
Right under the AC.
Nah, look at this shit. I put on the heat. I'm going to shut it off. Start it right back up.
You don't feel that breeze.
Nah, you about to feel it. It's about to switch up. You feel it? A little bit? Nah, you about to feel it now. Watch.
You don't hear mine. Teeth chatter.
Yeah. Yo. So, all right. From doing research, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did see that it was your dream to play the guitar.
Oh, yes. I actually started that when I was 26.
Uh-huh.
Life been whooping my tail feathers, so I've been trying to get that in order, but I haven't picked up my guitar all year, actually, last year.
So, in other words, you didn't learn shit yet. You ain't learned yet.
Oh, before I put it down, I was practicing for a year. So I got like a little strumming in me. Ding, ding, ding. Could play like two things.
Yeah.
Two songs, you know. Might need to look at the paper.
Yeah, of course. You got to look at it a little bit.
But yeah, I need to get back into that. That's what I'm trying to.
Yeah, do that every day.
You know, I've been home and I haven't done it. I have time.
Yeah, to set an alarm, like just play for 15 minutes. And then when you play for 15 minutes, you're going to be like, it's going to turn into a half an hour because guitar's that fun. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I love the guitar. I wanted to play when I was little. My mom was like, nah.
So you was raised in the church?
Yes. Yes, I was. So bad that I couldn't stand it.
Yeah, I think most kids can't stand the church.
And it, well, I thank God because the whole time I was like listening.
Mm-hmm.
Found God myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't find him in the church, though. I'll tell you that. I found him when I went through life.
Like that's how it usually happens.
Yeah. I really found God, and I wouldn't change it. Like, even right now, I spent the last 10 years asking my grandmother what I should be.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering why, you know, a lot of stuff didn't work out for me. By God's grace, I can walk in my dream now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I done tried everything, too.
Everything like what? Like normal jobs?
Yeah, like different fields. Like right now, I'm in the medical field, but I was fast food, customer service. I even went into stripping and shit. I stripped for like 2 days. Felt like, you know, that wasn't for me.
That shit didn't fit, right?
Nah. So then I went into bartending. You know.
I can see that, though.
I was a great bartender.
Yeah.
Yeah. out. It didn't work out. It wasn't my lane.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's not your lane, it is what it is. You think you do gospel?
My gospel song actually is my most streamed song.
Which one is that?
Dear God.
I did listen to that.
I got like 20,000 streams on that.
So it might be a lane.
I don't know.
It might be your lane is doing gospel.
I be cussing and shit.
Yeah.
You think they're going, well, it ain't up to them. Judgment not, huh?
Nah, because I was like, yo, man, like, holy shit. You got so much different catalogs of music.
I want to get into more. I really, really do.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for sponsors. I'm talking to you. I'm definitely looking for sponsors. I don't know what I'm looking to do. Last year was, like I said, an up and down. Mm-hmm. I'm still figuring it out, but I got more in me, man. I've just scratched the surface. I don't even think the tip of the iceberg came out yet, you know?
Nah, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. I definitely see all the potential. Now, what made you want to do this one? Everybody love their mama.
I had that beat. It's a cappella, actually. But I had the beat for it for, like, you know, this was a diss.
This was a diss?
To my mama.
You serious?
Yeah, man. This was a diss to my mom. And it actually became the reason why I fell in love with her again.
Damn, that's deep. That's some deep shit.
That's how God.
So that was a diss.
Because she, you know, life is hard. And our life together wasn't easy.
Yeah. So you blamed her for a lot of the stuff that happened in life?
I don't think I blamed her for what happened in my life, but yeah. I definitely felt a way about how she treated me, mm-hmm. you know, and how I was treated growing up. I feel like a lot of things could have been different, but I wanted her to feel that whenever this song was played. Like, I wanted her to really feel what she did to me. Like, it ain't got to be everybody's knowledge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna know, though.
Yeah, you're going to know.
You're going to know what you did. Yeah. So this song is going to be celebrated while you sit and think. You know what I'm saying? So that was my goal. But this song, it really touched my soul. Anytime I sing it and listen to it, it's like, damn.
Yeah.
I actually, like I said, I had the beat for it for like two weeks. Just listened to the beat. Kept going. Kept listening to it. I'm like, let's go to the studio.
Yeah.
My studio's 15 minutes from my house. I wrote that on the bus ride to the studio.
Damn, so you had a lot of it inside you to be able to write that in 15 minutes.
I didn't even know it was going to be about my mama. Like I said, I had the beat for long, just listening to it. And the reason I couldn't drop it with the beat is because I couldn't get the licensing for it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to just drop it. Because it's fire. Nah, it's my blues song. With the beat, it's blues.
Mm-hmm.
But acapella, it just touched me different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And you got a TikTok challenge, right?
Yeah. I haven't been on TikTok moving like I should. I need to. I was listening to everybody when they said TikTok was going down.
Uh-huh.
But that's what I need to do, get into a rollout. I need a real rollout for TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, TikTok is back up. And I think it's probably going to be bigger of a platform than it was before.
You think? Well, my mama challenge, since y'all on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
is really just posting your mama, you know, the fun times you had with her with the song behind it, you know. Mother's Day passed. I definitely should have went harder with mama, but I didn't know a lot.
So. It's not too late this year.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Facts. I just need the content.
Yeah, and do it on IG.
Absolutely. I've been pushing on IG.
Yeah.
Yeah, so trying to get real right. I went from like 4,000 followers to almost 10 now.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get something behind me.
Yeah, nah, it's going to keep on going. It's definitely going to keep on going. You got too much content. Plus, you're like too damn funny, man.
Well, thank you. I need to be funnier.
Yo, nah. You good. I'm like, yo. Now this, I was like.
This, all right. Hands down, all my songs are my favorite. Okay, I'm absolutely my favorite artist. But this is a true story. This is a true story. This is really happening.
Now, what made you want to make it into country?
I wanted to do all different genres. And when it came to country, I listened. Me, I'm the type, I listened to beats, and country was already going to be a genre I did.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to beats, and I heard this. All my beats, the minute I hear it, I know what I'm going to do, even if I don't know what I'm going to do. But country is supposed to be about a story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, we got to tell a story. What's a good one? And to this day, I still think about this junkie. Can't remember her name, but she definitely touched my heart because the real meaning behind this one was like, you can't judge a book by its cover. You can't judge somebody by how you see them, because she was the nicest one in there. She had two teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's why the song is, the difference between us was only two teeth. She had, no, 30 teeth. She had two teeth, and I had 32. Thank God, I got one line.
Yeah.
But she was the nicest one. She gave me her food. She didn't want to eat. Of course, she didn't want to eat. She was sick. I didn't know that at the time. You know, so I don't know nothing about this world. And she told me a story about how she was driving, and she was shooting up. She doing 80 on the highway.
Oh, shit.
So I'm looking at her like, bitch, you a fiend. One day I'm driving with my sister. This is a while ago. But my sister's telling me that she can't roll. Give me that. I'm doing 80 on the highway rolling my blunt. One day we out somewhere and my sister goes, yeah, nah, get that shit to Dom. She's a master roller. She rolls while she's doing 80 down the highway. And it just was like, damn, I'm a fiend too. Now, that's years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up to the front for the front of my life now, the country song was something I had to do, and it was like, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I have to tell a story. It's my story. Like, I still think about that lady. And I question, am I a fiend?
You think you smoked that much? Say less.
Used to. When I was in college.
Yeah.
I should have been named Chimney, not Smiley.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now I've definitely cut back. I think that my part, or the reason I smoked a lot, was because I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But my mind was always going. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I wanted to quiet my mind a lot. So I smoked. I got high, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Me. I ain't talking about nobody else.
Yeah, everybody got a vice, man. Whether it might not be drugs or like drinking, but everybody got something that...
And I still smoke, but not to quiet my creativity anymore.
Now, speaking of creativity...
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. I'm like, you just came so different on this.
Ooh, this is an emo beat. And I had to get on here and do some punk rock. I got in the studio and the dude was like, nah, I can't do nothing. This is emo, you know that? And I'm like, no, I didn't know. But I have like a plan. He like, nah, I'm about to just send you your money. I'm in the studio. He like, I'm about to just send you your money back.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. It's emo. You can't do punk rock on this. I was like, all right, give me a chance. Let's get in the studio. Let's get in the booth, and I'll show you what I want to do. I started.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, okay. All right, I got you. I know what you're doing now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
he
almost did not let me record this.
You serious?
Yeah. He was dead serious about
this. Until.
I had to tell him.
Yeah.
Let me try.
Because
I have something in mind. Another song happened like that. Somebody was like, nah, I don't like the beat. I'm not doing it. It's one of my best songs too, you know what I'm saying? But this one, I wrote about a dude I was dealing with for like 10 years. And he didn't care and I couldn't see it.
Oh, you couldn't see it?
I couldn't see it.
You was blinded by love.
Oh, I was so in love. I was so in love. But that nigga wasn't it. He wasn't the one. You know, and I couldn't let go.
Yeah.
I always told myself that he would have to let me go for me to let go.
Oh, that's crazy.
And that's what happened. I wasted 10 years of my life on a door that was closed the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you stalked this nigga.
I didn't stalk him. He was absolutely present in my life.
After the breakup, you stalked his ass.
No.
Nah?
No. I'm cool. Because I knew that in order for Dom Donna to really grow, I couldn't be around somebody who was jealous of me.
You felt like he was jealous of you?
Everything of an entertainer, he's not.
So he's an artist too?
No. Entertainer.
He's an entertainer.
Mm-hmm. Well, he entertains.
I can see.
Yeah. So I was in, you know, and I was hoping that he would put me on. It was just another reason why I stayed so long, hoping he would see my potential and he'd be like, oh, nah, let me.
Wait, so all right. So you said you was hoping that he would put you on. So basically, this nigga is already like well known, established. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you thought that was gonna be your like opportunity if you fuck with somebody.
When we first met, he was doing what I dreamed about doing. Mm-hmm. Just didn't have the guts to do.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, it was 10 years. So now he's definitely where he wants to be, and I'm not thinking that I'm gonna get an easy ticket, but I definitely felt like. You know, I've been rocking with you for this long. If you see me start to walk in my dream, which you've been pushing me for years now, because I told you I wanted to sing, you would, you know, oh, I got to play for you real quick. It ain't got to be nothing crazy. But it didn't happen like that. Yeah. I guess because I had ulterior motives in the end.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah, it wasn't nothing like I was, put me on.
But you felt like you had ulterior motives, like the whole relationship.
Because at the point, I knew it wasn't going to work.
Yeah, so you just wanted something out of a relationship.
Yeah.
Something.
I knew it wasn't going to work. Because at this point, I'm being disrespected. It's all tons of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But that was also because I didn't know who I was.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to tell that nigga, like, yo, I'm a grown-ass woman.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. That's a fact. That was another song about him.
Yeah, oh,
and
shit.
And I didn't even... That's what I'm saying. Like, I was so blind.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? This was definitely about him. Because he was playing me like I was a little girl. Like, couldn't handle my own. I've been handling my own for a while. Mm-hmm. So it was like, why are you playing in my face? Not knowing it wasn't... Like, you know, sometimes God has stuff for you, and you at the wrong door.
Yeah.
He delivered it over there, but you knocking on it. You know what I'm saying? And I was knocking on the wrong door. Even after I wrote this and dropped this, this was in 22. Monastery came out in what, either 23 or 24? Mm-hmm. I'm still hoping and wishing and praying for something.
Yo, this shit is dope, though, man. Hold on, I gotta let this shit rock out. Damn.
This is from the heart. Actually, I didn't write this one.
You didn't write this?
I paid for somebody to write this one.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Everything else I wrote, but this one was the only one I did.
You feel like it was worth paying out?
Absolutely.
Nah, it is a dope song, though. Absolutely. It is a dope song.
Yeah. I actually didn't want to do it like this. I wanted to get on there and go crazy.
Yeah.
Producer was like, nah, chill.
Nah, but I think it came out good, like just the way you did it. Real smooth, like.
Right?
Yeah. Perfect. It sounds good. You still got your point across.
All ages love this one.
Yeah, it's a good one. But life will hit you with some shit. Now I just want to blow their brains. Go get the gun, drop the body, pulling off in your Maserati. I know that I might be crazy, but nowadays so is anybody. I thought this would be different, and I thought you'd make a difference, but that pain stayed inside, and I had Hold up, y'all. You can sing for real. Yo, you can sing for real. Stop playing. Yo, you should do some more R&B.
I'm doing soul next.
Or, I mean, just like...
I want to see what soul could do. Because R&B sounds good. What about soul?
Some soul.
I ain't find a soul beat yet. Everything's R&B. And so I want just a soul, like a Sade.
So you got somebody that does most of your beats?
No, I go on Beat Stars and pay for them a little bit.
Oh, man.
I ain't find... Because I'm different.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing regular.
Mm-hmm.
And even my my engineer, I love him to death, and he's a secret. But my engineer, he got some beats, but they don't call my soul.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I pick everything. It's got to come through my soul.
So you want like a soul type instrument?
I want a nice soul song, beat. Yeah. And when I hear it, I'm going to know what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't got the lyrics to that song yet.
You feel it, though.
But when I hear that beat,
yeah,
I will have what I need to start the lyrics.
Yeah, you'll be all right. If you could write a song in 15 minutes on a bus, you could definitely write to a beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll come out as soon as you feel that shit.
Facts.
It'll come out.
They said that's not how you're supposed to do it, but that's my way.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, you went from mama to grown woman. Then you got Coochie.
That is a banger. Yo. Yeah, I'm different. I'm all over the place. I want to show that. I want to showcase that now.
Yeah, you got Coochie. Download the this app. Damn ad.
Must be 21 plus. It should have been a Coochie ad.
Terms and conditions apply. Yeah. Problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Get out of here, yo.
Oh. Yeah, this one, I got to go up this summer with this one. He brought me Christian Dior. Wait, as soon as we walk in the door, hold up. He wanna fuck on the floor. Wait, let him choke me, treat me like a whore. Put his face in my eyes like slacks. Take that. Then I throw that shit back. Think a semi-automatic in the room. When you hit a cheek, clap. Going down like an elevator. Eat the pussy like that's my challenge right there. My little cookie monster. Make him lick the plate clean. Got him look like a crack addict. He need a hit right. His face like a Bugatti. When I am done, that boy gonna have whiplash. Horsepower make me feel like a jockey. Hey, you can't find a Gucci better than mine. They say I'm too bougie. You can't waste my time. He bought me Christian Dior. As soon as we walk in the door, he went up on the floor. Let him choke me, treat me like a whore. Clapping my ass like a tambourine. He said he ain't got no bitch. Bounce on it like a trampoline. Even if he do, I'm not gonna snitch. The nigga fucking like he popped a bean. He sweating like he took 3 pills. He going deep like a submarine. Feel like a runner cause I need a refill. He wanna lick me from head to toe. You gotta break bread, that's the answer. He tryna fuck on a low. He be stuck to the bed with the handcuffs. You can't find a Gucci wetter than mine. They say I'm too bougie. You can't waste my time. He bought me Christian Dior. As soon as we walk in the door, he went up on the floor. Let him choke me, treat me like a whore. He bought me Christian Dior. Wait, yes, if you want to buy me Christian Dior, call me. Let him choke me, treat me like a whore. Yeah, this one's a bop.
So this is the one you pushing right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I should be pushing everything, but this one I'm really pushing.
Yeah. I know you're still connected with all the girls from the strip club.
Yeah, a little bit.
What about the DJ there?
I've been fucking with the DJ there, but I'm trying to get him and me in a bigger room. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because he do be playing. Shout out to DJ Scooby Bro. He actually do be playing my songs. He played that in Seven Men.
Yeah.
Seven Men. Ooh, let me tell you about Seven Men.
Yeah.
My 40. I didn't say that, auntie. My 21-year-old aunt called me.
Yeah.
And was like, I need you to write a song. I want you to write a song. I'm like, what? She like, I got 7 men, and they can't equal one. I'm like, auntie, are you serious right now?
And it can't equal one?
Yeah. And I had the beat.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted to do a house song. I just didn't know what I was going to write about. And when she called me, we spent like a half hour on the phone coming up with the lyrics. She kept saying stuff. I'm like, no, it's not going to fit like that. We got to say it right. All right, we can't say that. We got 15 minutes after that. This is the song that I said, I went in the booth and my engineer like, yeah, nah, I'm not really feeling the beat. It's off key. The piano's not right. Everything's wrong. I'm not doing it.
He said, I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it. Pick another beat. He sat there and actually played different beats. And I'm like, no, it's not giving what I needed to give. Like, it's not, my soul is saying no. Mm-hmm. To this day, every time I go to the studio, this the song he sing. We getting in the elevator. I got 7 minutes.
So that shit grew on him.
Yeah. The one he did, you feel me?
Like, yeah, the one he wasn't feeling at first.
The one he was not feeling. He don't like the beat. One dude that's married with a wife. One dude that live long distance. One dude that got God in his life. One dude that's good in the kitchen. One guy is a masseuse. I got another one that be knocking it loose. And I got one that pay my bills. I got 7. This is my aunt's real life. She got 7 of them.
Oh, that's crazy. So auntie must be a baddie.
Yeah, you know.
No, I mean, you got 7 dudes on your heels like
that. Yeah. I told her it's time to get new ones because it's a new year.
This is a Jamaican auntie. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she got it. Yeah. She got it.
Yeah. She's young, single. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She looking for a nigga with money. Aren't we all?
Yeah, I mean, that's in most cases. You know what I'm saying? In most cases. Shit. Nah, but I mean, I want to hear the reggae next. Mm. I really want to hear that shit.
Well, this is absolutely where I'll be doing my pre-release videos. Mm-hmm. And be getting my exclusives.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Are you about to? All right.
Like I said, Trash is not out yet.
Yeah. All right.
You get a first.
Come on.
Here, first listen.
You already know.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You already know.
Thinking about doing like a little release party in here. My next couple of tracks.
Yeah, you know where it's at. Spot, you know where it's at.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Pull up. Get the drinks going. Mm-hmm. Get the smoke going.
Yeah, this is a dope spot. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, I appreciate it for real. Now you got the BK Fest coming up March 23rd.
Well, that's a part of my small little tour.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go on a small tour. I'm about to fly from here to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Get some little mic drops and pick up my dancer and then fly to Florida. I got a concert out there and another mic drop, and then I'm coming back to the BK Fest. But I'm just an ambassador. I'm just hosting. I'm a vibe ambassador for them. I don't think they know I'm an artist.
They're going to find out.
Yeah, they're going to find out.
But while you down there, I mean, are you going to do some, you know, some interviews?
Yeah, I'm going to set some up.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm doing one with this platform called Below the Mic, so that's gonna be dope. And then I'm gonna perform out there because my grandmother hasn't seen me perform yet.
Oh, yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah. She gotta see that.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know I got fired in December.
You got fired?
Mm-hmm, from my job in December. This month would have made me a year working there. But I think I called my grandmother to maybe say Merry Christmas. No. Maybe I called her in January. Mm-hmm. I was just checking on her. And she was like, you know what, Dominique? I think you should do it. I'm like, do what? I think you should chase the music and don't let nobody stop you. I ain't telling my girl. She still don't know I got fired. Unless I told her when I just went down there. I was drunk. I don't know. But, I don't think she know I got fired. And when she told me that, I was like, damn.
Yeah, that was just like a sign.
Yeah. So I've been on some, let's get it, all Dom Donna. Yeah. Everything Dom Donna, I'm doing Dom Donna.
Hell yeah. That's the way. Mm-hmm. You ever think about doing fashion shows?
I started doing fashion shows.
Yeah.
That's how I started. Because remember, like I said, grown woman I did, but I didn't have no songs. So I didn't really, studio wasn't a thing. I wasn't, it was still like, all right, they like that one song, but can you do it? Can you do another R&B song that they don't like? So I was in New York heavy modeling, trying to get on different movie sets. But I was modeling and modeling for like the whole year, actually, 2023. Then 2024, I got into the music and I wasn't really modeling. Actually, I haven't modeled since. But yeah.
You'll get back into it though?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, that's how I started. My modeling instructor, shout out to Omnix Modeling, she actually was like, yeah, Dom, I think you should do music. Modeling is cool, but you're an artist. So I was like, all right. 2024, I took it serious.
Yeah.
Real serious.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell, yo. You everywhere. You got like different genres, different moves, different feelings. Like, I guess whatever you're feeling at the time, you're just like, fuck it. I'm gonna put a beat to it, put a song to it. So I think that's what makes you like dope and unique. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. I like it. Now, what's your dream location to perform at?
My short-term dream, of course, is Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely long-term right now. Not even long-term, because this is short-term. I want to perform at one of the Giants game. Probably do one of the, even a halftime performance or sing the national anthem.
You're a Giants fan?
Like, yeah. What?
I'm saying, I don't know anybody from South Jersey that's a Giants fan. You don't want to rep in South Jersey.
What kind of...
Yo, you don't want to rep in South Jersey.
Giants fan. Giants.
Come on, I'm a Giants fan.
Oh, all right. Because I was about to... That was my next question.
No, I'm a Giants fan.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Thought you were about to come out with that. E-A-G-L.
No. Don't, please. Please. Oh, booty behind.
Oh, that's crazy.
No, I'm a Giants.
Yeah.
I'm a Giants fan.
No, we need, though. We need that quarterback. Bad. Bad.
We're not going to get into sports.
Bad.
Politics. But yeah, that's where I want to perform as well.
Uh-huh.
Go Giants. Where else? Any stadium, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden is absolutely one. Because I've been in New York.
Yeah.
And I've been traveling through the train. So I have to come out of Madison Square Garden, like right there. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So one day I will be performing there. But yes, big stadiums. I want to be on Rolling Loud stage. I want to be, you know, all them stages.
What do you think about the Kendrick performance? Did you see it?
No. Was that bad?
Nah, I mean, everybody had different opinions about it.
No, I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I think the best Super Bowl that I can remember... Besides Michael Jackson, like, you know, because that's like my baby.
Yeah, Michael Jackson. Yeah, that's.
You can't top.
Ain't too much competition.
Yeah. Usher did his thing.
Usher did do his thing.
He did his.
Yeah.
The thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Riri.
Yeah, I was gonna say Rihanna. Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
she
even though some people had something to say, but I feel like some people always gonna have something to say.
Always.
Yeah.
Always,
she showed out though. I think she did.
Art is art, and unfortunately, it's. Subjective, whichever. It's opinionated.
Yeah.
It's literally an opinionated field, so.
And plus, I think she was pregnant at the time, so it's not like.
That didn't even matter.
No, I'm saying, but she couldn't do much dancing and all that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but she's actually a legend now. She don't have to.
Yeah, she is a legend.
She don't gotta do nothing.
She is a legend. Billionaire legend.
She didn't even have to go up there and sing.
Yeah.
She could have just put the mic up.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd would have did it for you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She one of them now, so.
I'm like, yo, just look at me.
Yeah, I didn't watch Kendrick's performance, though, because I'm not really a Kendrick fan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, he got fans. He got some people that just don't rock with him like that. But
no, I think he's a great artist.
Yeah.
But his music don't touch. Music, to me, always talks to my soul.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of people I don't listen to because they don't. Speak to me. They don't have something that I'm listening for.
So who's your favorite artist?
Michael Jackson.
I mean, other than Michael.
Other than Michael?
We'll be your top three.
That's messed up. That's messed
up. I didn't say five. Five would be OD. That's why I was like, let me go with three. I know you got Mike.
Artists. I love artists. And mm-hmm. no shade to Kendrick. He's a great artist.
Yeah.
I do listen to maybe one or two of his songs, but I'm not a, to say I'm a fan would be misrepresentation.
Yeah, I get it.
Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a lot of Keisha Cole.
Keisha Cole, damn. Yeah.
Keisha Cole. Yeah. She's one of our greats.
She is.
You know, we got to start giving her her props.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty more. And if we're going to do top three, oh, I should have chose Alicia Keys.
Like, it's, yo, it's sometimes some, it's hard. They it's, change.
Yeah, you know, some artists, Ashanti, like I can name Jennifer Hudson. I can name a lot of people
mm-hmm.
that really can speak to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, those are my top three.
And out of all the shows that you did so far, what do you think was like your best show?
The last show I did. I performed at Lit 21.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one on my Instagram where I'm wearing a pink wig.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my best show because I really coordinated, got a dancer, set it up, got outfits for us, put on a set, mm-hmm. you know, brought people out, had a good time. That was my best show by far.
Yeah.
And I want to do, and that's what I mean by I did a lot of going to people's shows in New York mm-hmm. all of last year. That last show, it showed me this is really what I want to do. I want to perform.
Yeah.
I don't want to compete for anything mm-hmm. at a show. I want to perform and entertain. So that's where it's like, all right, I'm not going to keep doing these people's shows. I'm about to start switching over into concerts and getting into festivals and trying to perform there where I can make money selling tickets.
Yeah, yeah, you make that money
mm-hmm.
instead of paying it out.
Yeah, you feel me? That's the difference.
Yeah.
So.
That's nah. What I'm gonna get into. Yeah, you know, Lit 21 is closed now.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you know why they closed?
Nah, I don't think it's nothing crazy like somebody got shot, nothing like that.
They just moving on to new venues.
I guess it's like, yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate to see it go. I mean, that shit was really lit. It had the right. So hopefully somebody. I don't know. I don't know if it was the building. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I really don't know why they closed.
They didn't say. But I was hoping somebody, they just found a bigger venue.
I would hope so.
But then
I would hope so.
Moving. They would have said they moving.
Yeah, they would have definitely said they moving.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see, like, let me see another Lit. If somebody doesn't buy a Lit 21, make it like a Lit 1 and 9. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
let me make some money so I can make a Lit 1 and 9.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, yo, that should be crazy.
Facts.
Nah, but, yeah, what else you got coming up other than the tour?
I want to start planning for my next tour, but new music, mm-hmm. That heavy metal song I was talking about, it's going to be called Broken Cherry.
Mm-hmm.
It's about losing my virginity.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that one's going to be dope. I can't wait. Other than that, I'm trying to get into more movies, trying to do more acting.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get on that, but I've been really focused on music, trying to get to that plateau. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who's your favorite actress?
Actress?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't thought about me.
All right. Yeah, I like that.
But other than that, I haven't thought about another actress. There are some greats. But I don't have somebody that I'm like, oh, if they come out with a movie,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to see it. You know? If I see it, I see it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's certain actors that got that.
Actor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, actor. Williams. Robin Williams.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah. R.I.P. to him.
Yeah,
R.I.P. Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greats. Will Ferrell. Excuse me. Will
so
Ferrell.
Comedians. Like, you like comedic.
I'm going to get into.
Comedic actors.
I have one more. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, so you like that comedy.
He's one of my favorite actors as well. I guess so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you just named all, like, comedic actors.
Oh, and my favorite, Tom. Is it Tom?
What, Tom Hanks?
No, not Tom Hanks. His name is not Tom then. Guess he's not my favorite if I don't know his name. Yeah, but those are great. I'm trying to think of somebody else, but nah.
Yeah, so now that you named all comedic actors.
Jim Carrey's amazing.
But since you named all comedic actors, like, I think that got to be, has to be your next role, yo. It has
Wayne's
to be.
Bros, all of them.
Yeah.
Especially Marlon, that's one of yeah. my, Marlon Wayne Marlon, yeah. is my favorite actor. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot, my bad. I like Denzel, but he's not, like, my favorite.
Yeah, you're more into comedy.
I would say so.
Mm-hmm. That got to be your next role.
But they do more stuff than
comedy. No, I mean, they do more stuff, like Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, he do more than
comedy. I mean, He does like serious roles and yeah. he does a little bit of everything. But
Jim Carrey.
I mean, dude's just funny as hell, though. Funny. Just natural. Which I feel like you would be.
On camera?
I mean, you're funny off camera. So I know on camera.
Thank you.
You're going to wild out.
I've been looking for a nice comedic movie.
That should be your next role. Because I feel like that.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yo, that is what's really going to make you stand out. Come on. I think so. Yeah, I think so. You might be the next, like, female Kevin Hart, like, for real. And who's the other girl, that comedian, that, she did that Night Trip movie or some shit? She did a movie with Kevin Hart. I forget her name.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, yo. She's funny. She is funny. I can see you doing something like that.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love to. I'm just waiting for that script.
Fuck it, man. Yo, we got to put it out there, yo. We got to look for some comedy roles.
Well, I'm going to ask God tonight. I'm going to definitely have a conversation with that man.
Yeah, that's the lane. Mm-hmm. Or if not, somebody going to write that shit.
I'm hoping so.
You know movie writers?
I know directors, not movie writers.
So ask the directors, you'll be like, yo, I want a movie for me.
Well, that's what they all say. You know how many people, Mike, he was one of the ones that literally was like, yeah, I'm going to put you in my movie. And the zombie movie, Presidential Zombie, mm-hmm. I do have a little comedic scene because he thinks I'm funny as well.
Yeah.
But it's not really, all my scenes are comedy, I would think. I think that is supposed to be a comedy, actually. It's not serious.
That movie?
Yeah.
It's like a spoof.
It's like a parody or something.
Yeah. Yeah, because the name of it sounded kind of comedic. You know what I'm saying? I was like,
I don't want to give it away. You want to go?
Huh?
You want to go? Are you free?
I mean, what is it?
Friday the 13th.
The 13th. Yeah, it should be. Yeah. Where's it going to be at?
I think Bloomfield.
Bloomfield?
Either Bloomfield or Montclair. I'm terrible.
I mean, it doesn't matter. They're both they up right here. There, they're right there. So.
They're right there. I think it's Montclair.
About to pop out.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure
definitely
out what
about to pop
wear.
Out.
Gotta have all eyes on me.
Yeah, because you know they got the red carpet.
Oh, I miss the red carpet. So much.
See?
I loved it when they did the first movie because the red carpet was different. It was really me walking in my dream. I'm really big on that now.
Nah, I think you're definitely walking in it. And plus, I definitely feel like there's more to come. I mean, I definitely feel like there's more to come.
Well, right now, I'm focused on that tour.
Yeah.
After that, I'm going to be focused on putting out more music. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let the script come to me. Because the movie I was in, somebody actually auditioned and sent it to. No, she posted the auditions. And it was in Philly. And I had my car at the time, so I went. That just came. And like, you know, it just fell into my lap. So I just got to keep working. That script. That comedy.
Yeah.
It'll fall. It'll definitely fall into my lap. That's why I be posting the way I do on Instagram, you know. Trying to get somebody. Somebody's watching.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I know somebody who's managing Pap Chanel. He watching me. This guy, Tank. Shout out to him. He watching me. There are a couple people. You know, I'm right on the back of Sexy Red manager, Vlad. So I'm on the back of his heels.
Yeah. Have you been in contact?
No. No, not yet. Yeah. But you know, I got some people watching me. It's just I don't know what they're waiting on.
So has he been watching?
No, he ain't even watching me. But other people have.
Yeah.
So they definitely see what I got going on. This dude, then he called himself the mayor of DMV. He been watching me. Mm-hmm. So he just was running around with Tinkerbella.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that was him. But yeah, I'm trying to just keep going. Because I got offered maybe like two deals.
So you got offered two deals? Record deals?
I don't think they were record deals.
Distribution deals?
I don't know what they was. Because I got my own record label. So. Yeah? I just ain't got $100,000 to put behind it yet.
You feel like you need that much to put behind a record label?
No. Because I'm already putting something behind it right now. And I ain't got $100,000. Mm-hmm. I'm doing something now. Like somebody, I told somebody I was going to do my video. He was like, but your hair's not done. I'm like, yeah, because I'm doing it broke. It's all right. That's how I know I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they said, but your hair's not done?
Yeah. He's like, years down the line, you're going to be so upset because.
No, I don't think so.
Your hair's not done. And I'm like, yeah, but years down the line, I'll have better stuff.
Yeah, plus it's not like it's fucked up.
You know?
You know what I mean? It's not fucked
up. Try to play me.
Yo, come on, man.
Try to play me, you know? But yeah, I'm doing it now with nothing.
So you had two record.
I got two offers.
Two offers. You turned them down.
I haven't said no to either one of them.
So this is recently.
I haven't. Probably like January, I got offered these.
So it was making you think about it.
Right after I had a conversation with God, and I'm like, you know, what are we doing? Are we going to sign? Because what it was for me, it was too many pieces of Dom Donna I would have had to really sign over.
Oh, they want all your rights? All the music?
I don't even think that was all.
Or they want you to come a different style?
Creativity.
Yeah.
I would have had to sign over creative rights.
No, they want you to do the music they want.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And,
But did you really look into it, though?
I read the whole contract.
So in the contract, it made it feel like they want a certain type of artist.
And that's not Dom Donna.
Where can everybody follow you?
My name is Dom Donna. You can follow me everywhere. DOMDONNA _. Everywhere. That's my artist name. You can find me on Apple Music, everywhere. Spotify, everywhere. Google Music, everywhere.
That's it. You know, we normally go to the rooftop after this, but what they don't know is that we went before this.
We got special content.
Yeah. We got busy.
Special content for you, actually. I hope that you guys really tap in with Dom Donna this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good year. You know, thank you for having me.
Nah, thank you for coming out. You still in South Jersey?
No, I live up here.
All right. So you good? I'm like, damn, you got trouble back and shit.
No. I live up here. I live in Newark.
All right. Yeah, you good then.
Yeah, brick wall. Yeah. What do they call it? Brick City?
Yeah, Brick City. You should say Brick Wall?
Brick Wall. I ain't from out here. I know Asbury Park is the dark city.
Dark city.
Yeah, so.
What the hell they call it, dark city?
It get dark. By the beach, for sure. But over there, it's dark.
Yeah?
Yeah. It get grimy. It's one of them hoods.
Yeah, no, I know Asbury get busy.
Yeah.
But I haven't really, like, kicked it out there like that. I just know
from... That's what they call it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just assume.
It makes sense.
I'm really over there for the beach, though. I like Asbury Park Beach. Mm-hmm. Before they renovated it, brought all them people in.
Yeah. You know how that go. You know how that go. yo. But nah, yo, I appreciate you coming out, man, for real.
No, thank you. Absolutely, thank you. I can't wait to come back and give you some exclusive.
Where, yo, you know where we at. And you in Newark now, so ain't no excuse. But yo, we out, though.